Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is August 8, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about State-sponsored Chinese hacking group targeting crypto firms, report. Bitcoin network hash rate hits 80 quintillion for the first time. Cryptojackers making secondary income off security data seizures, report. Binance hackers bombard chipmixer to launder at least 4,836 BTC. Bitcoin network hash rate hits new high over 8OEHS. Gemini exchange data is being added to CME's crypto indices. SBI crypto exchange adopts tech to help meet FATF standards. Australian police charge 5 over $1.8 million cryptocurrency scam. Indian GOVT to pitch Bitcoin ban bill in January. Korean fintechs are creating a blockchain for trading OTC securities. No humans required, Commerce Bank develops blockchain payments for automated trucks. Bitcoin price looks poised to retest highs above $13,000. Now let's get started. State-sponsored Chinese hacking group targeting crypto firms, report. A Chinese espionage operator is attacking crypto firms during state-sponsored campaigns, according to a FireEye threat intelligence report published August 2. The intelligence company assesses with high confidence that APT41, a hacking collective, has moved on from financially motivated attacks of video game companies to working alongside the Chinese government. The report was first uncovered by Cointelegraph. Reportedly, the hacker group targets industries in a manner generally aligned with China's five-year economic development plans. In addition to targeted attacks of healthcare, telecoms, fintech, and film and media companies, evidence suggests APT41 has infiltrated and phished a number of firms operating in the crypto industry. In June 2018, APT41 sent spear phishing emails that prompted targets to join a cryptocurrency-denominated decentralized gaming platform to game studios. The same month, a crypto exchange was targeted by the same email address, reportedly operated by one Tom Giardino. Furthermore, in at least one instance, the hacking group deployed malicious code that uploads a Monero mining bot on a target's computer, in what is developing into a common form of cyber extortion. Bitcoin network hash rate hits 80 quintillion for the first time. Bitcoin, BTC, has passed another network performance milestone this week as the largest cryptocurrency's hash rate hit a new record high. Bitcoin secured by 80 quintillion hashes per second. Data from monitoring resource BitInfoCharts confirmed Bitcoin's hash rate exceeded 80 quintillion SHA 256 hashes per second August 8, the first time such a level has been reached. Hash rate refers to the amount of computing power used to validate Bitcoin transactions. The more power, the costlier it becomes for malicious actors to attack the network. As Cointelegraph reported, hash rate has set multiple new all-time highs throughout recent months, reversing a downward trend which characterized the second half of the 2018 Bitcoin bear market. The metric is one of many to set personal bests this year. Difficulty and volume, among others, have also done so. Greater security boosts investor confidence. Network strength in turn contributes to the overall bullish sentiment among Bitcoin proponents, who note that during the cryptocurrency's all-time price high in December 2017, the same metrics were markedly lower. As such, they argue, Bitcoin is better equipped for growth now than then, or at any point in its history. When that growth will kick in remains uncertain, with opinions nonetheless coalescing around next May's block size reward halving. Prior to that, miners will ensure that markets keep above the lows seen in the past year, with one analyst putting the floor at around $6,500. Cryptojackers making secondary income off security data seizures, report. In the wake of lower cryptocurrency prices, ghost mining hackers are turning to metadata seizures. In a report issued today, cybersecurity firm Carbon Black says a well-known 2018 Monero crypto mining botnet contained a secondary component capable of seizing IP addresses, domain info, usernames, and passwords. Dubbed Access Mining, Carbon Black researchers Greg Foss and Marion Liang say the 2018 botnet campaign has been collecting secret data for the past 2 years, making millions in the process. According to reports at the time, 500,000 machines were trojanized with a Monero cryptojacking mining protocol, XMRIG, collecting 8,900 Monero. Most infected machines resided in Russia, Eastern Europe, and Asian Pacific. Unbeknownst at the time, the 500,000 computers were not only hacked with the Ghost protocol but also data collection software. A patchwork of programs taken from open source code on GitHub like Eternal Blue and Mimikatz implemented on XMRIG helped the hackers innovate, the report states. The hackers turned the security data into a secondary source of income. With one infected machine selling for an average of $6.75 on dark web markets, the 500,000 haul is worth $1.69 million. Infected machines can even be rented for 24 to 48 hours as a source of passive income for hackers. Depending on the machine's location and owner, machine values can skyrocket. At $90 per Monero coin, the group's assets sit near $3.29 million, Carbon Black says. Foss and Liang say access mining is more than likely the result of dropping Monero prices following the 2018 bear market. Following their report, the firm issued a series of tips for addressing possible concerns. Binance hackers bombard ChipMixer to launder at least 4,836 BTC. At least 4,836 Bitcoin (BTC) of stolen from Binance Exchange in May 2019 was laundered through crypto mixing service ChipMixer. Attackers started laundering the stolen funds in a month after the hack. Following a major Binance's security breach that resulted in a loss of 7,000 BTC, more than $80 million at press time, hackers started to launder the stolen funds on June 12, 2019, according to research published by Luxembourg-based crypto capital flow firm Klain. As Klain noted in the study, it was pretty straightforward to trace the subsequent steps of the attackers as it is practically impossible to launder big volume of coins in a relatively short period of time. As such, the researchers managed to detect the initial pool of hackers' addresses, while further extraction of those addresses allowed them to recognize subsequent alteration to ownership of stolen funds by using a neural network, the report says. Hackers caused highest historic inflows on crypto Tumblr ChipMixer. As Chain discovered, the funds stolen from Binance were directed to crypto Tumblr ChipMixer, which reportedly experienced a historical high of fund inflows. Klain added that the abnormally high volume allows one to assume that any outflow coming from ChipMixer these days is likely related to the same owner. The research team estimated that the total amount of funds located in merged fund clusters accounted for more than 5,300 BTC. Alongside that amount, 183 BTC were identified as hacker funds after attempted laundering, while another 814 BTC are likely to be confirmed as hacker funds, pending confirmation once those funds start moving. Klain concluded that the attackers are actively trying to break up the direct relationship with the illegal sources by using ChipMixer, while there is no evidence to suggest that the hackers have transferred money to exchanges. As previously reported, a crypto mixing service, or a crypto tumbler, is an anonymity tool that claims to transform transactions of non-private coins to private ones by mixing crypto funds with others, which makes it difficult to trace the fund's original source. In mid-May, Europol shut down BestMixer.io, one of the three largest crypto tumblers, in a joint investigation with Dutch and Luxembourg authorities, as the authorities found that a large number of mixed coins came from criminal activity and were allegedly used for money laundering. After Binance was hacked on May 7, the proceedings were reportedly moved to seven addresses, as reported by Cointelegraph on May 9. Yesterday, Binance's CEO Changpeng Zhao reacted to rumors circulating about the alleged Know Your Customer data leak on the exchange, claiming that those are an attempt to spread FUD. Bitcoin network hash rate hits new high over 8 OEHS. Just a week after the Bitcoin network notched up another new hash rate high, it has done it again, and this one is a bit of a milestone. Bitcoin hash rate hits 80 AS. For the first time ever, Bitcoin's hash rate has topped 80 exahashes per second. According to bitinfocharts.com, network hash rate hit 80.249 AS yesterday. The latest milestone has not gone unnoticed on crypto Twitter. In simple terms, the hash rate is the speed at which computers on the Bitcoin network operate. The higher the number, the better it is for miners, as the chances of completing the mathematical problem to solve the block and collect the resultant block reward is increased. These measurement records the number of hashes per second Bitcoin miners are performing on the network. As a parody against rival blockchains which have forked off from Bitcoin, some have been comparing the two hash rates. Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin SV are both light years behind in contrast. Even RT anchor Max Keiser has noticed the significance of this computing milestone, tweeting hash rate leads price. 80 quintillion high means we're on track. Network strength is a bullish sign of market health, and several of these measurements, including volume, are now higher than they were during the price peak in late 2017. BTC can cope with growth better, and other aspects such as block reward halving in May next year can only add to the sentiment. BTC transactions and price holding steady. Another measurement of adoption and growth is daily transactions on the Bitcoin network. At the moment, there are around 370,000 transactions per day. The all-time high came during Bitcoin's price peak in mid-December 2017 when it hit 490,000. The most recent high was in early May this year when daily transactions topped 450,000. BTC price was also holding fast at the time of writing. After crossing the $12,000 barrier twice in the past 24 hours, Bitcoin had retreated slightly to the $11,800 region at the time of writing, leaving it relatively flat on the day. Since the same time last Thursday, BTC has gained around 18%. A couple of longer-term technical indicators have turned bullish recently, such as Bloomberg's favored GTI Vera Convergence Divergence Indicator. This measure of positive or negative trends has flashed a buy signal recently, according to the outlet. Additionally, a golden cross formed on the 4-hour chart yesterday. When the 50 moving average crosses the slower 200 mega amperes, it is a sign of strengthening uptrend which is likely to lead to further gains in the respective time frame. Gemini exchange data is being added to CME's crypto indices. Market data from the Winklevoss twins founded crypto exchange Gemini is being added to 8 crypto indices offered by CF Benchmarks. Formerly called Crypto Facilities, CF Benchmarks 8 reference products include 4 indices and reference rates provided for CME Group, which currently offers a Bitcoin futures product, the CME CF Bitcoin Reference Rate and CME CF Bitcoin Real-Time Index, and the CME CF Ether Dollar Reference Rate and CME CF Ether Dollar Real-Time Index. CF Benchmarks said Thursday that the addition of Gemini as a data source, alongside existing exchanges Bitstamp, Coinbase, Itbit and Kraken, will boost the quality of market data underlying the indices. This ensures the reference rates remain the most accurate and liquid representation of the underlying market for Bitcoin USD transactions, the firm said. The new data source will be live on the indices from August 30 at 4:30 p.m. UK time, 15:30 Coordinated Universal Time. We're pleased with the addition of Gemini data to our Bitcoin and Ether reference rates and real-time indices, said Tim McCourt, Managing Director and Global Head of Equity Products and Alternative Investments at CME Group. This will capture wider market participation and increase the robustness of the pricing indices at a time when customers are increasingly using our Bitcoin futures to trade and manage underlying spot market price risk. When still called Crypto Facilities, CF Benchmarks was acquired by Kraken in an undisclosed deal thought to be for at least $100 million back in February. As well as its reference data, the firm offers crypto exchange services and futures products. SBI Crypto Exchange adopts tech to help meet FATF standards. VC Trade, the Japan-based crypto exchange launched by SBI Holdings last year, is integrating new technology to help it comply with international customer verification standards issued by the Financial Action Task Force (FATF) in June. The solution is provided by blockchain security company Coolbitex, which has developed a wallet product based on its Know Your Customer (KYC) and anti-money laundering (AML) compliance-focused cryptocurrency transaction and security solution called Signa. According to an announcement from Coolbitex on Thursday, SBI's VC Trade is now using a customized version of the company's wallet, CoolxWallet, which only allows users to withdraw their crypto assets to their wallets after completing multiple layers of KYC. Michael Oh, founder and CEO of Coolbitex, said, "The FATF has now set firm KYC, AML guidelines for the virtual asset industry, regulating VASPs, virtual asset service providers, in the same way as financial institutions. In a major step towards safer and more widespread cryptocurrency adoption, we are proud to have partnered with SBI VC on CoolxWallet, a KYC, AML solution based on Coolbitex's technology." Effectively, a representative told CoinDesk, Signa takes the responsibility of conducting KYC away from exchanges by ensuring that all wallet holders are fully KYC'd through their wallet. The early adoption of the Signa-based solution by SBI's VC Trade represents a first proof of concept of the tech in the real world, they said. The firm aims to offer the product to crypto exchange providers, institutions and individuals going forward. Yoshitaka Katao, representative director, president and CEO of SBI Holdings, said, "CoolxWallet has given SBI VC an easy way to protect our customers while complying with Japanese and international KYC standards. The borderless nature of digital assets requires a solution that isn't bound by geographical boundaries, and because of that, we are excited to implement the wallet as a secure system to drive cryptocurrency adoption forward." Australian police charge five over $1.8 million cryptocurrency scam. Five people have been charged in Australia over a cold call cryptocurrency investment fraud. After an investigation by the Financial and Cyber Crime Group, State Crime Command, detectives allege that three men and two women duped over 100 investors into handing over $2.7 million Australian dollars, around $1.83 million United States dollars, believing that they were generating significant profit. That was not the case, however, according to a warning from Queensland Police on Thursday. From 2017, victims were said to have been persuaded to invest cryptocurrency in a legitimate-seeming firm called Xmount Holdings Group, which had a website, call center and sales staff. The victims were allegedly lured into making a trial investment, with promises of high returns after they had invested more funds. They were provided website accounts where they could monitor the growth of their investment over the trial period. Detective Superintendent Terry Lawrence of the Financial and Cyber Crime Group said, "When victims attempted to withdraw their capital, they could not. Their money had gone and any attempt they made to contact one of the companies or their staff was unsuccessful." Other entities and websites alleged to have been linked to the fraudulent scheme included Xmount Holdings Limited, the Quid Pro Quo Foundation, the Atlas Group, AFG Associates Thai Limited, TradeX 123, Xmount Trading, Atlas FX Group and Amazoncus, the police said. The five individuals from Australia's Gold Coast have now been charged with fraud and money laundering and will separately appear before a magistrate's court on the 9th of August, 22 August and the 5th of November. The Queensland Police are still seeking other victims of the scam or people with information that may assist its inquiries. Det. Sup. Lawrence warned the public to be wary of any unsolicited telephone calls or emails offering investment opportunities and seek independent advice from friends, family or financial advisors. Indian GOVT to pitch Bitcoin ban bill in January. The Indian government is planning to introduce its controversial Bitcoin ban bill in December to January parliamentary session, according to local crypto news provider Crypto Canoon. The decision surfaced during an ongoing court hearing between the Reserve Bank of India (RBI) and regional cryptocurrency exchanges. Officials representing the Narendra Modi's financial ministry submitted a draft bill before the Supreme Court judge, which would serve as the basis of the future of cryptocurrencies in India. Crypto Canoon claimed that the draft is the same which was prepared by the Intergovernmental Committee led by former Economic Affairs Secretary Subhash Chandra Garg. The document recommended an outright ban on Bitcoin and all types of private cryptocurrencies, and 10-year jail time for those who do not abide by it. Meanwhile, the government officials requested the Supreme Court to adjourn the hearing unless January next year. They confirmed that they intend to introduce the Bitcoin ban bill in the lower house of the Indian Parliament during the winter session. RBI circular under court's observation. Last year in July, RBI had barred banks from doing business with firms associated with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. The Internet and Mobile Association of India, AMI, later took the Indian Central Bank to the Supreme Court. It accused the federal body of being biased towards the emerging cryptocurrency sector in India, stating their circular was unconstitutional. The case went through several delays in over the last 12 months, only to be heard at a full extent on August 8, 2019. The AMI Council argued that Bitcoin is not a sovereign currency but a commodity, which is why any decision for it should come from the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, not RBI. The council also added that RBI exercised the same powers as Parliament while forcing the Indian cryptocurrency market to shut down. The AMI lawyer also rubbished RBI's views about cryptocurrency exchanges working without obtaining a license, stating that companies did not require such authorization, for Bitcoin and the rest of the cryptocurrencies did not attain a legal definition in India. The council also referred to companies that either lost money or ran out of business opportunities because of the RBI circular. The court recommended filing a fresh case against RBI under 19(1)(g) an Indian Constitution Act that guarantees to all citizens the right to practice any profession or to carry on any occupation, trade or business. Only reasonable restrictions can stop a person from working. Korean fintechs are creating a blockchain for trading OTC securities. A blockchain platform for the trading of unlisted securities is being developed in South Korea, according to a report in the Chosun Ilbo. The goal is to take transactions that are now expensive, slow and insecure and make them efficient and accessible to a wider range of investors. Six local participants are involved in the project, including Kiskumth IT arm of Korea Exchange Gabhana Bank, Hana Financial Investment, Daejeon Technopark, Amicus Lexa Startupand and Association for Accelerators. They are aiming to have the system in place by the second half of the year. The trading of shares in smaller companies is said to be a blind spot in Korea, as the costs associated with the securities value chain can be prohibitive for companies not yet large enough for the KOSPI main board, the KOSDAQ secondary board or the Korea New Exchange, KONEX. To date, unlisted shares have changed hands in an OTC manner, with humans taking orders by phone or messenger and initially recording transactions on Excel spreadsheets. The process is laborious and subject to error, while most investors are unable to access to these brokerage networks and have little chance of buying early-stage equities. This is seen as a bottleneck in the development of innovative companies in the country. They cannot cheaply and quickly raise capital, and if they do manage to sell stock, liquidity is poor given the lack of a diverse and active investor base. The consortium assembled for the project believes that blockchain can help address the gaps in the market. They say it will allow for transactions to be made transparently and a record of these trades and the resulting holdings maintained in a stable, cost-effective way until the shareholder registry is formally updated. KEB Hana will handle escrow. Hana Financial Investments will provide support to the unlisted companies. Amicus Lex will offer legal advice, while the Accelerator Association and the Technopark will do the marketing and promotion for the platform. Coscom, which is 76.6% owned by the Korea Exchange, has been working for some time on blockchain-related developments. Last month it signed an agreement with Samsung Electronics, the three South Korean mobile carriers and two banks to develop a mobile digital identification system using the blockchain. In late 2018, it said it was developing a collateral checking system using blockchain. The unlisted securities platform has been in the works since at least May, when COSCOM received approval from the Financial Services Commission (FSC) to create the system under a so-called sandbox program, which allows for the real-world testing of innovative services by exempting them from some existing laws and regulations. No humans required, Commerce Bank develops blockchain payments for automated trucks. Commerce Bank has developed a blockchain-based solution for machine-to-machine payments that it says could be used to allow automated trucks to pay for power charging without the need for a human to get out their wallet. Calling it a concrete pilot project, the German bank worked together with its incubator research and development unit and Daimler Trucks on the system that it said deals with fully automated payment processing of charges between a tank charging station for electricity and a lorry system. The partners have already proved the system works, according to an announcement on Thursday. In test transactions, Commerce Bank put euros on the blockchain system and sent it to Daimler Trucks for the settlement of the payment. The bank doesn't explain much of the detail, however, for example how euros are transacted on the system or how the charging station would receive and process the payment. It does say that, as machines are becoming increasingly interconnected and increasingly autonomous, there's a growing need to allow mutual settlement with no payment triggering by a human actor. Current payment systems cannot yet map such a fully automated payment process, the bank said. According to Stefan Mleler, divisional board member of transaction banking at Commerce Bank, the new blockchain platform is part of his institution's increased focus on blockchain tech. He said, following the recent digitization of securities transactions and the use of blockchain technology, we are now focusing on DLT-based payment structures. As a bank, we naturally also see our mission as creating new digital payment architectures for our customers. Commerce Bank said that the pilot has proved that in future the payment process for automated machines can proceed fully autonomously. The advance could offer efficiency improvements in the short term, it added, and also has possibilities across other industries where machine-to-machine communication may be applicable. Bitcoin price looks poised to retest highs above $13,000. View. Bitcoin is looking north, with the daily chart reporting a bearish channel breakout following a six-week-long correction. A retest of highs above $13,000 could be in the offing. The bullish case would strengthen if prices rise above $12,145, invalidating consolidation or exhaustion signaled by Wednesday's candlestick pattern. A stronger confirmation of a bull revival would be a weekly close, Sunday, UTC, above $12,000. A break below Wednesday's low of $11,388 would weaken the bullish case. That level could come into play in the next 24 hours if the symmetrical triangle seen on the hourly chart is breached to the downside. The Bitcoin, BTC, market appears to have ended its six-week-long correction on Wednesday, making way for a retest of key resistance at $13,200. The leading cryptocurrency by market value closed just above $11,940 on Bitstamp yesterday, confirming an upside break of the falling channel represented by trendlines connecting June 26 and July 10 highs and July 2 and July 17 lows. Put simply, Wednesday's UTC close confirmed an end of the pullback from the June 26 high of $13,880 and a revival of the bull market. Hence, the doors look open for a rise to $13,200, a bearish lower high created on July 10. So far, however, BTC has not been able to capitalize on the bull breakout. As of writing, the cryptocurrency is trading at $11,850 on Bitstamp, having hit a high of $12,031 earlier today. Traders may want to see BTC settle above $12,000 before hitting the market with fresh bids. After all, the cryptocurrency has repeatedly failed to hold onto gains above $12,000 in the last 6 weeks, as discussed yesterday. The bearish channel breakout indicates the path of least resistance is to the higher side. The breakout would gain credence if prices clear Wednesday's high of $12,145. That would invalidate exhaustion or mark an upside break of consolidation represented by yesterday's inside bar pattern. An inside bar occurs when the high and low of a candlestick falls within the preceding day's price action. Essentially, it represents consolidation after a big move or bull exhaustion. The bullish case put forward by the channel breakout would be invalidated if BTC prints a UTC close below the inside bar's low of $11,388. That would confirm a bearish inside bar reversal and allow a deeper drop toward $10,000. Crypto trader and analyst Josh Rager argued on Twitter it's far riskier being bearish at this point in time, suggesting only a break below $11,000 would shift risk in favor of a drop to $9,000. BTC has carved out a symmetrical triangle, narrowing price range, on the hourly chart. A move above the upper edge of the symmetrical triangle, currently at $12,000, would imply a continuation of the rally from lows near $9,100 seen on July 28. Symmetrical triangle breakdown, if confirmed with a move below $11,693, would expose support at $11,388, the inside bar's low. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.